Hello, NPR Politics Podcast Plus listeners. Tamara Keith here. The Department of Government Efficiency is entering a new phase now that its de facto leader, Elon Musk, has parted ways with the Trump administration. For instance, some DOGE operatives are embedding more permanently in the government. All Things Considered host Mary Louise Kelly recently spoke with NPR's Shannon Bond about this. Shannon is part of our team covering DOGE and Musk. And for today's bonus episode, we're going to share that conversation with you now.
Okay, so Elon Musk was synonymous with DOGE. Who is in charge now?
Yeah, I mean, he really was the avatar of DOGE, right? I mean, you can just think of him waving around a chainsaw on stage at the Conservative Political Action Conference back in February. He boasted about feeding the U.S. Agency for International Development into the wood chipper.
Mm-hmm.
And we should note, he's not the only senior member of DOGE's leadership to leave. There's Steve Davis, a longtime Musk aide, who was effectively running DOGE day-to-day from the General Services Administration. He's also left. But look, DOGE has always been more than just Musk. And here is how White House Budget Director Russell Vogt, himself a proponent of cutting the government, described the vision for DOGE going forward at a congressional hearing earlier this month.
DOGE would go and be far more institutionalized at the actual agency. So many DOGE employees and FTEs are at the agencies working almost as in-house consultants as a part of the agency's leadership.
And by FTEs, Vogt means full-time employees. And Vogt says that DOGE leadership going forward is just going to be much more decentralized. And our reporting has found that it's true. DOGE really is becoming more embedded at federal agencies.
More embedded. What does that even mean, for DOGE to be more embedded at federal agencies and less centralized?
Well, as we've been reporting since January, you know, there's been DOGE staffers detailed across the government. They've led these efforts to fire workers, to cancel contracts, to obtain access to sensitive data. But now we're seeing many of them have been converted from being special government employees. That's what Musk was, and that's a time-limited role, to being permanent full-time employees of these agencies. That's according to personnel records that NPR reviewed and our interviews with federal employees who wanted to stay anonymous because they fear retaliation from the Trump administration. So for one example, Mary Louise, let's take the General Services Administration. There are more than three dozen DOGE-affiliated staffers there, and many are now permanent GSA employees. And then, of course, there are also many more folks who came in with DOGE. Many have links to Musk and his companies, and they're in senior roles at places like the Interior Department, the Labor Department, the Social Security Administration.
What kind of work are they doing?
Well, our reporting has found that at these agencies, leadership has really increasingly embraced DOGE's mission. So, you know, for example, we're seeing more use of artificial intelligence tools at places including the Social Security Administration, the IRS. We're also seeing, you know, additional layers of DOGE review. So, for example, at the CDC, grant awards that have already been approved by, you know, others within the agency, they have to get an additional round of approval by DOGE before any money can be sent out. So in some ways, what we're actually seeing at some of these agencies is DOGE has become an additional layer of bureaucracy. And while Musk is gone, it's become very clear the Trump administration continues to view DOGE's work as really central to its vision of remaking the federal government.
An update on DOGE and its work from NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
As always, thank you for being an NPR Politics Podcast Plus listener. Your continued support keeps our journalism and the pod going. We'll be back with another bonus episode for you in a couple of weeks. I'm Tamara Keith, and this is NPR.